Well, this first week in training camp is over for you. So just talk about how you think you've done so far.
I think I've done pretty well. There's always room for improvement, and there's always room to say you can play harder. So each day I'm trying to pick it up a little bit more until I get to, 100%, something in there. But it's been good. It's been a very big learning experience. It's been a lot of fun, but I've enjoyed it.
Has anything surprised you this week?
One of the things that surprised me is just how welcome some of the veterans on the team have made me and Maria feel. We come in here, we don't really know anybody, and we just they made us feel right at home. Gave us a lot of confidence from the get-go, and have helped us out a whole lot. And I don't know, I always heard horror stories about how the veterans just set you up to get in trouble all the time. So that was a very nice surprise, and it's a great thing.
Have you had to do any of the rookie chores so far?
Not yet. I think they're being nice, considering right now I'm having to drive back and forth to Austin to go to some classes so I can finish up and hopefully get my degree still. So I think they're being nice to us right now.
Talk about that. Has it been difficult going back to school, going back and forth between school and practice?
It's definitely a trying thing. But when I was younger and played AAU, I would drive from Winsboro to Dallas, which is about a 2.5-hour drive, just to play a game and then drive back and go to school the next day. So I've had some experience at it. Just the only thing now is my dad's not the one driving me. I have to stay awake and drive myself.
Have you had a chance to talk to Coach Conrad this week?
I actually talked to her a little bit yesterday, and just for a little bit, and she asked me how things were going, and I told her pretty much what I'm telling you, and she said good luck and keep working hard, and and just a little advice like that.
Thank you very much. That's all I need.